The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
And like the NBA is talking about coming back in December. Can I just give you guys a word of advice? Stay gone for a while. We don't really need you.
I wouldn't rush back. Yeah, I especially wouldn't. I get everyone says, well, the NBA's got to play on Christmas Day.
Not really.
Like, everyone will understand if you're not playing on Christmas Day because it's Rona time.
And guess what? In this whole weird thing, stuff doesn't really matter. Like, we didn't really have Halloween. I mean, Christmas. Guess what? If we don't have basketball on Christmas, okay. You know what we'll have on Christmas? Christmas!
Christmas presents.
Yeah. Krug says, do you think the media would have treated Hinch coming back to the Stros with the same no F's given as they have before going back to the Sox?
No.
Well, I don't know. The people here would have loved it.
No, but he's talking about, like, the national baseball
media. Oh, the national baseball media? No, because it's not you're not the Red Sox. Red Sox and the Yankees are and to a lesser extent, the Dodgers are their media darlings. They love those guys. They're never going to criticize them for anything.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three already. 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. Missed the first 2 hours. Pretty sportsy, and then we got a little Homelandery, and then, you know, kind of went off the rails there, but that's okay. Hey, I need to tell you to take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational, presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting Provision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company, lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN 97.5. And a texter was asking me, you know, about the minority hiring when we were at the Chronicle. Yes, we had the first black columnist that I hired. We had the first black member of management. We had the first female member of management, all of which very proud of. Not all of them worked out, but that happens. But we did that because we were in a business that was so far behind that we had to, I mean, they're just, we had to develop minorities and we had to hire them and promote them. And it worked out very well. With some people and others not so much, but and then it's like, well, why haven't you done anything here? I'm not in charge of anything here. I'm like an emperor with like I'm like Napoleon when he's on Elba. I'm not in charge of anything here. In fact, I'm just management name only right now until we get some other stuff launched. So yeah, I got nothing. AJ's the one in charge. Talk to him.
Yeah. It's all me.
Now once we get the new projects launched, I'll be involved again, but I'm not, you know, that's not, right now it's kind of cool. I can sit back and I get to pretend like I'm important and I'm really not.
Jason Braddock said, I just got in the car, heard, and he said the NBA is not rushing back for Christmas. They want to get their 72 games in, which we discussed earlier. But why couldn't they start a little bit later, have more of an off season, play their 72 games anyway, and then finish a little bit later than normal? To me, coming back for like at that point of the year where football's still going to dominate you is just, it's dumb.
Well, and
it doesn't help your sport.
It doesn't, and I also think that we saw people got fatigued by it. There was so much sports that, you know, I kind of feel like this is a rush job to get back when, you know, the reality is you could easily make it work by, you know, pushing it into early next year, get a little more space between your seasons. It just feels rushed to me. And, you know, and I'm not going to care for the first couple months anyway. So you might as well make me not care in February. Either way, I'd feel about it. Okay, can we knock out a Sad Dog Jewelers gem of the day?
Sure.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Sad Dog Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we go to Florida. Where?
Florida.
They love to steal police cars in Florida. You didn't do this yesterday, did you? Dumbass.
I don't think so.
Okay, I didn't think so. A Florida man named Duncan Smith will be doing time for allegedly stealing a deputy's cruiser from the Gainesville Regional Airport.
Well,
so if you're gonna, wise. If you're gonna, first off, you're gonna steal a police car. You're gonna steal it from an airport. You know what they have at airports?
Security cameras.
Lots of cameras. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think he really thought this through.
He was busted when video surveillance showed him leaving the airport in the vehicle. And he was also later charged with using a credit card that he found in the stolen police car.
Jeez.
When they finally caught up with him, he confessed to stealing the cruiser because he was on, wait for it, a spiritual journey.
Oh, well,
and needed to find a way home.
Also known as methamphetamine.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you, but my spiritual journeys usually lead me to, like, weed.
Well, it's usually, like, mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, how often in Florida do you end up on just weed or mushrooms? No, they go hard there in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
do something. Do it right.
That's right.
So, but as high as I've gotten, I've never thought, you know what, man, I'm going to steal that police cruiser from the airport because it's leading me to my spiritual center. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Boy, you guys are all still...
People are fired up.
Yeah, you know what? How about this? Everybody just take a step back and chill. And maybe take your own spiritual journey. Without stealing a police car.
Yeah.
You know?
That spiritual journey ends up in jail.
Yeah, I know everybody's still very much on edge about everything and our uncertain future and all. But just, guys, stop being so damn mean to each other. Just, what's that Frozen song, Let It Go? Is that a Frozen song?
Yeah.
Close enough? I don't know. I don't know that I've ever seen Frozen without being stoned. Because that's the only reason to watch it if you don't have kids, right?
Right.
Like, man, I'm going to get stoned and watch Frozen.
I've never seen it, and I've got two kids and a wife who loves that movie.
Well, I think the wife was watching it one day, and so I wound up watching it. But, there are some movies I think are better stoned. Like Flash Gordon, I love to get stoned and watch Flash Gordon. Because it makes so much more sense when you're stoned. Dive, Hawkman! But, yeah, I've done that, like, twice in the last month now.
Thanks for the tip. Don't steal a police car now. Where were you 20 minutes ago? Sorry. Jerome ran long.
Yeah. See, that's how you lighten the mood.
There you go.
That's better, right? We're all happy now. No. Okay, so I've got... We'll come back. I've got a Rona update. I don't think we can play the music today.
Oh, no. It's not a positive one.
I'm going to try to find something positive. It's just not. I don't know if it's there. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
Listening to the Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz.
It's obvious the reason why Gardner Minshew is the starting quarterback for this team this year and not Nick Foles is because the Jags had no interest in winning football matches this year.
With Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
There's no way that you look at Nick Foles and you look at Gardner Minshew and go, you know what? I think our better long-term chance at success is with that guy with the mustache.
There's no way they said that.
Weekdays from 4 to 7 on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. He'll save every one of us. Yeah, we're down the wrong rabbit hole here. Okay, I promised you guys some Rona updates. Don't play the song today because this is the first day in a while that all five are not positive.
That's okay.
All right. Well, you know what? I have one positive. Well, I don't know.
Just play the song.
Play the song.
Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
That's the censored version.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we start with the effective reproduction rate, which has been hovering right about 1.01. The last few days is back up to 1.06, which is what it was last week. So not above last week, but at last week's level. So, I mean, that's not horribly negative. It's just more up from where it was the last couple days.
Okay.
The 7-day average COVID testing positivity rate, 4.8%. And that is up from 4.4 last week, which again, I can't really spend that one. 721 new cases yesterday, which is up again, still under 1,000, but we're over that 500 threshold that I'm not happy. And that's more than the average of last week, which was 697, which was also a little higher than we'd like. 141 new COVID patients admitted yesterday.
Ooh,
that's a big number. Last week it was 104 a day, but that's one of the biggest numbers we've had in a while. So again, and now here's a positive. I found a positive. The ICU phase one is only 89% full, which is still under 90, which is very good. So, I mean, the other positive is we're not exploding the way the rest of the state is. Apparently today was the largest day of positive tests in the entire state. I mean, for the full state. So...
So things are—it's doom and gloom, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not doom and gloom. I mean, it's still not horrible here. I want to emphasize that we're still not seeing a wave. It's a little increase, and I mean we're up just a bit, but we're not into the 1,500 things.
Okay.
You know, like we were before, and I mean I think it's, you know, it's just not trending downward the way it has been, but it's not out of control here. Okay. In Houston area, and we know they don't have it in Beaumont because everybody told us when we were there there is no Rona in Beaumont. So again, for our listenership, it's still not bad news. It's just, you know, it's not the positive news that we've had every day. And I'm trying to give you balance, right? I'm not gonna go out and lie to you about it when it's not all positive.
That's right.
But I'm also going to give you the positives when everybody else is telling you, oh, panic, into the world.
If it does get to be panic, into the world, are you going to say that?
No.
Okay. You'll lie to the people then.
No, I'm not going to lie. I'm just going to say what I've always said. You know what? Young people are going to survive it. The rest of us, if you're at risk, stay the hell home. If not, get out and just be smart. That's it.
All right.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the same stuff I've always said because I feel very... You know, I feel like, as I've said all along, we need to learn to live with it, not just shut things down.
Not to hide from it.
Yeah, well, I mean, and deal with it. And I think our people, the people of our republic, of the greater Houston area and Beaumont and Golden Triangle, I think we're doing okay.
I think we're doing fine.
And Sharkbird says, I wonder if this is from everyone partying on Halloween. It's not enough of a spike from what we've been having to tie it to anything. That's the deal. I mean, I think it's just like a little uptick is what it is. And it's an uptick of like a couple days. And we had this a couple weeks ago. It went up and then it kind of flattened out again. So, you know, I hope we're, you know, I mean, and all we're trying to do is flatten the curve here. Remember that phrase? And somehow it turned from flatten the curve into shut everything down.
Yeah.
We got to wait for a vaccine. Well, no, screw that. We flattened the curve is still kind of flat here. So, yeah, that is positive. Let's just keep it flat. Okay, play the song again.
Tim. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
All right. I feel better now.
I need to go through and find a spot where AJ says negative in a different tone and then just paste it over it so it sounds really wonky and bad.
We'll say not so great. Not negative. We'll say not so great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll just take that.
Well, I mean, it's just not, and really it's not horrible news. It's just not as positive as it's been. Hey, where do you come down on Andrew Cuomo in New York?
I think he probably shouldn't be selling a book about how well he handled the pandemic while the pandemic is still ongoing.
Yeah, I admittedly, I would not be claiming victory over the Rona right now at all.
Rona, this feels like the people who are like, Rona can't, I don't believe in Rona. It's a nonce, it's a myth. And then they die of Rona. This feels like you write a book about how you conquered Rona. I feel like COVID is about to flex super hard on him.
You talk about conquering Rona. I see Borat running around, killing the virus. Well, this has nothing to do with that. But, and you don't have a daughter, so you won't appreciate this. But a state trooper was assigned to his security detail. Next thing you know, apparently he was hooking up with one of his daughters. So guess what happened to him? He soon got transferred to a post near the Canadian border. The 35-year-old trooper.
He got banished is what
you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Met the 25-year-old Kara Kennedy Cuomo through his job as one of her dad's bodyguards. On May 24th, he requested a voluntary transfer to Troop B in northeastern New York. He was transferred to keep him away from the daughter because the governor didn't like whatever they were doing. I think we can figure out what they were doing.
You got a good idea of it.
So maybe that's how he conquered the Rona. He sent his girlfriend's boy toy to the border.
Yeah, maybe so.
Dude, that's some Game of Thrones stuff, man. It really is. Are you going to date my daughter? No, you don't. So you can throw that into whatever else you think of him.
All right.
It seems a bit harsh to me.
You gotta be careful where you play.
Yeah, that's true.
Choose your battles wisely.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, that'd be like if you're banging the boss's daughter, you're probably not going to keep your job.
Probably not.
So, I have another thing I wanted to get to. I'm kind of curious on both your guys' thoughts of this. Aaron, you two, where do you guys come down on ghosts? Because there's three of us here.
You already know where I've come down on ghosts.
No, I mean, some of the people may not know. They don't follow your every word. I hate to break it to you.
I believe ghosts are nonsense.
Aaron?
I don't think they're nonsense. I don't think there's like the show Ghost Hunters and all that crap. I don't believe in that. But I think there is, with all these dimensions we have, some way that somebody who's passed on might try to communicate.
With all these dimensions we have? With all what dimensions?
Well, if you look at multiverse theory, it looks at different dimensions and that there is essentially a different dimension for every option.
I cannot believe I hired him. You've got to be kidding
me. I'm with AJ. I don't believe in ghosts. Now, if we want to get into the
multiverse. You better take back everything you just said right now. I'm posting a job opening tomorrow. This guy is a lunatic.
It's okay. Jamie Roots just became my friend on LinkedIn. You know who's the next head of marketing for the Texans?
Yeah, he became my friend on LinkedIn,
yeah,
right? Too.
Yeah, mine too.
Jamie Roots trying to be our friends on LinkedIn?
I don't know.
I ran into Lance in the hallway yesterday after his hit, and I was like, hey, Jamie Roots is just my friend on LinkedIn. Maybe he's going to ask me for some help. And Lance goes, he just asked me earlier today too.
I think he's coming into the station. So
he wants to know us all.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going to find much about me on LinkedIn, I can tell you
no,
that.
No, me neither.
I'm barely just a member. But anyway, apparently 1 in 3 people believe they've seen a ghost. So guess what? And there's three of us. we've got two normals and one lunatic. Now, if you want to talk about the multiverse and parallel universes and things like that, I don't consider those ghosts. That would be more alien or very Rick and Morty-ish multiple, yeah, that kind of stuff. But, I mean, one out of three believe that. Now, I'm pretty sure when I was a kid, I thought I saw a ghost. I also pretty sure I was stoned out of my gourd.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, one out of three people in this country believe they've seen ghosts.
Okay.
Now, this is the end.
I never said I thought I've seen a ghost either.
No, but I mean, it's kind of the same concept. You either believe in them or you've seen them. But I thought it was interesting because there's three of us.
Yeah.
And so the survey would kind of be accurate based on that, which that number seemed high to me. But now that this happened, now that Aaron exists, I'm beginning to wonder. But I'm just curious, and maybe just unofficial text line thing, just yes or no on ghosts. Because I
don't know if I want to know what our listeners think.
No, I do.
I feel like it's just going to make me go, oh, God, what are we doing here?
No, I'm almost certain it's going to come out 1 in 3.
Okay.
So I'm just curious whether you've seen one, you think you've seen one, or you believe in them. Now, you guys will make fun of me about this because I'm all about being an ancient astronaut theorist and having all these, alien things I'm totally into. Ghosts, I'm not. Now, I know this might surprise you, but just because I'm into one thing does not mean that I believe in ghosts or Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster or a wife that will put up with me for the rest of my life. Those things are all myths.
Yeah.
So.
All right, Fred. I'm going to tell you one more time about Hoop Sporting Equipment. And if you want the best basketball goal in the whole entire world, you could search high and low, but you'd be wasting your time. You need to go to produnkhoops.com, Hoop Sporting Equipment. They make the best goal in the world, and I know this because there's one in front of my house. It is a fantastic goal. It looks like it is a professional, like they pulled it out of Toyota Center and stuck it in my driveway. My kids love it. They kept them off the video games and television while they were stuck at home during Corona time, and it could not have been a better investment. I love this thing. They've got it just looks great, and they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, whatever you want. They got a fully portable version if that's what you want. They got you covered, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. 281-351-9822, or check it out all online, produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
I've been waking up throughout the night. My mind just chasing the...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And just FYI, the text quiz, 70-30 yes.
Oh, God.
So there's a lot of Team Aaron out there.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
I don't know. I mean, this is your moment. You've just won a poll. How do you feel?
I think it's tremendous. Everybody knew. The people who side with me are right, always. I guess I can't be doing the Trump thing anymore.
Cause why not?
He's not really going to exist much.
Hey, you know what? He's still president. We got two more months. So you can do all the Trump you want. You can do Melania.
I'd like to.
Or Jared. Any of them. So.
I just said I believe that they exist.
Okay.
There's something out there. I'm not discounting the possibility that they exist.
All right. Well, I'm just, I was taking a step beyond what the poll did because I'm just curious because I think a lot more people believe in ghosts than I give them credit for. So I thought 33% would be accurate. Clearly, it's more. So, Pauly wants to weigh in on ghosts. Let's hear from Pauly.
Oh, boy. Hello, Pauly.
Fred, AJ, how y'all doing, man?
Doing all right.
AJ, don't laugh at me. Please don't laugh at me. I've been listening to y'all's show. I love y'all's show. You have a good rapport between each other. But, Fred, you brought up something, and I'm going to tell you something. 2.5 years ago, it was July 2018, for some reason I-10 was shut down, and I love to go to Coushatta. I don't go to Lake Charles, so I went past Beaumont and went past Vider, and I took Texas State Highway 12. It's kind of a way to Kinder, and I saw the biggest black dog. I mean, I don't know what it was. It was a werewolf. It was chasing something, and this thing must have been 6.5, 7 feet. And I came back home and That's told my family. They started laughing at me. Hello?
That's the Rougarou.
It was still in Texas. I was between Mauriceville and Deweyville.
I know, but I'm saying
the Louisiana border.
I'm saying you think the Rougarou. Hello? You think the Rougarou worries about if he crosses over the border or not?
Yeah, well,
you think he's like
AJ,
confined?
You're making fun of me.
No, so tell me about the part where you went home and told your family, and then they laughed at you and left you.
Yeah, they did laugh at me.
And now you're single.
I've been single for 11 years. There my you wife go. Walked out.
Well,
on
look at there. Looky there. Look how it ended up. So, yeah, sorry, Pauly. I had a feeling that's where this story ended. You know, when you go home and tell your wife some really dumb stuff, guess what? Guess what? They start to lose a little faith in you. And I'm not going to say that was the reason why you're divorced, but I'm going to say it was a reason why. How about that?
I have taken that route to Coushatta before. There's a lot of, I mean, it's basically through the country. It's actually very pretty there, which is, it's very different than going down I-10, which is not. But might have been a Shetland pony.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What?
The failing New York Times.
Failing New York Times.
And factcheck.org are reporting that there is not evidence that thousands of dead people voted in Michigan or Pennsylvania. So that is a fake news, they're saying.
But they are fake news.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I think... I have an interesting question, okay, because let's talk about dead people for a minute. Let's say you voted early, like 2 weeks early.
Okay.
And then you died before the election day. Should your vote count? Because I'm almost certain that had to happen somewhere, right?
Okay, so you're saying
I voted.
You vote early and then you die between the time you cast your ballot and then when the election happens?
And when they receive it, yeah.
No, I think it should count.
Because you really shouldn't have a say at this point.
As long as you got your vote in it on time.
I know, but you know, you don't count anymore. You're dead.
Well, but I mean, I don't know about you, but me is having young kids at home. Part of the, like, when I make a vote, I'm casting a vote for the future of our country, which is basically what my kids are going to grow up into. So as long as I cast a vote before I died, I think it should count.
Okay. I don't really have an opinion. I was just kind of curious.
Okay.
But, and Suave says, wait, do ghosts not vote?
Ooh. No, ghosts don't vote.
See, there you go. Ghosts, that's how you change the election, ghost voting. Now, listen, I'm sure that if you look at every ballot, you're going to find some irregularities. I said this yesterday. I also think you're going to find such a small amount that it's not going to affect things. And I also think you're going to find out that there were some dead people voting for Donald Trump, too. So... I mean, I know that's the big thing to push is that, oh, it's got to be a fraud because we lost. And I compared it yesterday to being the team that, you know, says, oh, the refs are the reason we lost instead of, you know what, you lost. But I also, he didn't lose by much. And I think the Democrats better recognize that and try to reach
no blowout, brother.
And there aren't 70 million people in this country are not racist. I don't give a bleep.
It's probably more like 20 million.
I don't know. You get that. Tyler, what's up, Tyler?
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports
so
to you.
I can actually confirm. Not to be like morbid or weird, but my uncle passed away last week of a heart. I guess it was probably like 10 days ago of a heart attack, and he early voted, and he 100% voted for Trump. I'm a libertarian, and he used to give me all sorts of crap about it, so I definitely know he voted for Trump. But yeah, so there's.
Are you saying that's why he died?
Dead person. Well, no, definitely not why, but you know, he was a Trump to the core, but yeah, no, he passed away. So that was definitely the at least one dead Trump vote. So yeah, just wanted to get that in there. It normally doesn't really apply, but I just thought about, you know, I'm 100% sure he actually voted. So y'all take it easy. Good to hear from y'all. Y'all take it easy.
Well, there you go.
All right. Well, there's one. I don't know. That was just fairly morbid of me, but we were talking about ghosts and I was rolling with it. All right. And I miss this because for some reason, ever since I got my computer back, like some of my text messages show up on my computer and some of them show up on my phone. And I don't know why. And I've tried syncing it and everything else. And it just, so I didn't get my one from Jason Braddock. We're talking about Elsa. He said, I would definitely bang Elsa. Yeah. Who wouldn't? She's hot. Is she legal though?
She doesn't swing your way.
You know, though, I mean, I can warm her up a little bit. I'm just saying. And yes, I've seen Elsa porn. I admit to that. It wasn't by choice. Somebody crashed a Zoom thing I was on and had Elsa porn on there, but I didn't really turn it off in a hurry. So, all right. 713-780-ESPN. By the way, today's high temperature, a record, 87 degrees. Since 1930, when records began, it's never been warmer than 87 degrees at Hobby between now and the end of the year.
Damn.
Today, 87 degrees. Boy, it felt pretty damn hot out there at one point when I took the dogs for a walk. I'm like, damn, what the hell happened to my fall? So, you know, and this is part of your problem, guys. Trump lost by the biggest popular vote ever. First to lose two popular votes. Yeah, he also had the second most votes in history. And instead of you guys spiking the football and acting like you've done something, you might realize that out of, 145 million votes, you only won by 5 million. That's not a lot. And you had two states that you were automatically...
5 million's kind of a lot.
Not really. When you count, you figure out New York and California are going to give you the advantage in the popular vote anyway. But, yeah, you know what? You guys go celebrate that.
Well, when you find out Texas is going to give you the... I mean, it all evens out. Texas and Florida are red. California and New York are blue.
Well... I'll just point out that this is part of the problem with you liberals. You're sitting here spiking the football and celebrating and talking about how great you are, and you're ignoring 70 million people in this country. That's your problem.
Well, but that's also been the problem. That's the problem whichever side wins. They're spiking the football on the other people.
Well, yeah, they are. And I said that yesterday.
I mean, 4 years ago, the team, the side that had the exact same popular vote was spiking the football.
I said the exact same thing yesterday. All you guys do is go back and whoever wins just erases what the other guys did, and then that's going to happen here. Yeah. And instead, maybe you idiots should try to do something for the whole country. No, I mean, do something for the whole country. Listen to the whole country, not just my team won. That's the problem. That's been the problem all along. And every one of you should be taking a look at yourselves that are doing that. Just like, and I said the same thing to the people who were spiking the football when Trump won. So you might want to realize that there's a lot of people out there that don't agree with you. Maybe you should find a way to bring them in. And that's why both parties suck. And it's why things aren't going to change, just because we have a different, you know, we have a different dictator. That's all. All right. What do I have here? Find a way to shave some votes off the total if you go to Harry's, right? Yeah, that'll work. No, guys, Harry's razors are fantastic, and I've been using them now for a while. And they change their blades. They're actually sharper than ever, and they never raise the price. Still as low as $2 each. You can find them in your drug, grocery stores. And if you like to shop online, you can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. And how about this? 100% quality guarantee. 100% quality guarantee. So you can get that $3 back. If you go to harrys.com and order them and you don't like them, just get that $3 back. That's a no-risk deal. Jump right in. You can get them at drug and grocery stores near you. Just head over to the grooming aisle. And if you like to shop online, though, here's the deal just for the Blitzers. New customers get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with KFNC as the code at harrys.com. That includes a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm pretty sure A.J.'s Hey Man Bleep That is my teasing him about how Trump would make the Libertarian Party viable in 2024, especially if he's running against Kamala Harris and Ted Cruz. Because that's probably what it'll be, right?
Yeah, but Trump won't be there, trust me. Okay. And if he is, he'll be a Republican.
It would ruin everything you believed in for the last
time. Because I don't care about just any old I do think there should be a third party, and he could run under a third party banner. It just wouldn't be a libertarian because he's not a libertarian. He has no beliefs that libertarians have, other than not paying taxes.
Okay, there you go.
That's like where Trump and libertarians intersect, not paying taxes.
It's going to be funny when it happens.
My Hey Man Bleep That is about social media. And apparently there are a lot of people angry that Facebook and Twitter aren't letting them say and spread around untrue things anymore. Like now, like Twitter will put something at the end of your post that says, well, this is a lie. Like on Donald Trump's post, even this isn't accurate. People are pissed off about it. So they're going to a site called Parler, which is basically the dark web of social media where you can just say and do whatever you want and there's no rules, which I don't under... Like somebody... A woman that, oddly enough, used to babysit my kids in Austin, which is kind of sad to say now when I see this. My wife screenshotted her on Facebook. And I'll give you the exact wording of this. It was basically she was upset that Facebook was blocking things. And she said, so someone said, or she posted, "Dear Facebook, it's not your job to fact check our post. You're a platform, not a publisher. Signed, everyone on Facebook." And a woman who I don't know said, "I appreciate the fact checking. They employ people to do just that. I'd prefer that over a bunch of garbage. Facebook got under the microscope for allowing garbage during the 2016 election. Better to be safe." And she replied, "I should still be able to post what I want, whether it's true or not. The person reading it should be the one to do the fact-checking, and if they're not, then so be it. But it should be both the poster and the reader's decision to believe or not believe something." It's like people want to have a platform where they're like everything's a lie. That's like if you really believe the New York Times is fake news, and you go every day and you pick up the New York Times and say, "None of this is true," and then you go back the next day, "None of this is true," and you're reading it again. It's like you want to be lied to. I don't understand that. So I'm out on Parler, and to people who want to be lied to via social media, I say, hey man, that.
Yeah, I got no interest in something like that. I'm actually okay. I'm actually okay with some of this stuff because the problem is that so many people read it on Facebook or Twitter and think that it's a fact, and it's just and then they go spread it, and it's if it's something that they believe or back something that they believe, they don't care if it's real or not. And I think that's part of the problem in this society. I mean, we've got a lot of problems in this society, but that's a big one. I didn't mean to just roll on with your Hey Man Bleep.
That's all right.
But you know what? I'll just double it. Mine was just I'm a bitch about people being a-hole drivers again after months of COVID. The one positive to people being on lockdown is you didn't have to deal with a bunch of drunk drivers and a bunch of idiots. So last night, I'm driving home on 59, and there's that spot where it goes down to three lanes, and there was a big wreck, and so it's backed up. And so I get over into the left-hand lane a good 50 yards in front of a guy who's going really fast. And of course, he starts flashing his lights at me, like, why are you getting in front of me? And I just pointed to the line of 150 cars in front of us that weren't going anywhere. And you know, I'm sorry you're in a rush, dickweed, but, oh, one car length? Come on. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
I had to go out shopping and pick up some new sheets and stuff for the house this weekend and went to Academy to peruse their picked over fire or ammo section because nobody is going to keep ammo in stock for the next 3 months while they sort this crap out. But while I was walking around, I started humming and I started thinking about it. I'm like, wait, this is a Christmas song. I looked at my watch. It's November 8th. Why? Why are we playing Christmas
music
already?
Do people have Christmas lights up? I mean, there's Christmas music on the radio.
There's Christmas. And there's Christmas advertising already.
Yeah. The advertising I'm kind of okay with, but I mean, I used to work in a building where the round the clock Christmas station kicks off, and they used to have a party. At least they did when I was there. They would spend the entire day having a party of we're going to kick off Christmas in November 2nd. 2 months away. Woohoo! No. Yeah. Thanksgiving week, you can start Christmas music. You can start all that stuff. But no, you're not celebrating Christmas literally 5 days after Halloween. Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I always thought it was basically Black Friday began when you could start celebrating Christmas and advertising and watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and all those things.
See, I'm even okay if you want to do it like that Sunday before Thanksgiving. That's fine. Because
you can do some advertising for Black Friday.
You start getting the boxes down from the attic. You put them back in the guest bedroom so that they're there, so you don't have to climb up into the attic while you're drunk on Black Friday, because you're getting yelled at that the Christmas decorations need to go up.
Yeah, it was like even Sunday during one of the football games. That commercial that they show every year that of the really annoying chick where the guy goes out and buys them both
with
new
the
vehicles.
Truck. Yeah,
I like this one.
Yeah,
that's already out. I'm like, oh my god. By the
I
way,
hate that commercial.
Can't you film a new? Well, I guess you can't film a new one in the Rona.
No.
But if I'm that dude, I have a new wife by now from
the 3 years ago.
Yeah, from the 3 years ago that thing first appeared. All right, what do you got going on in the game here?
We are under 30 in the first half and under 56.5 for the total game.
And what's...
It's 14-0 right now, 12-20 to go in the second quarter.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I think I bet both your unders.
Okay.
You know, so did I.
Have a little rooting interest.
Hopefully I can get you guys some back because I screwed you over last night.
It happens.
It's gambling.
No, actually, you didn't. I was the one who came up with the Hoffman idea of Jets and under.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I like the Hoffman under and underdog play.
Okay.
Didn't work. So I steered everybody wrong on that. I suck.
And the thing is, when you follow any of my betting advice, you're probably going to bet unders. And then when it loses, inevitably, I'm going to say, God, I don't know why I keep betting unders, but it's it's just the number, bro.
Well, it is, but it's also because the public hates betting unders.
Yeah.
So it gives you an advantage.
It ain't fun.
No, it's not. Nobody wants to root for teams to fail.
And nobody wants to root for a boring football game.
Yeah. Well, actually,
last night I was rooting for the Jets-Patriots game to end it to finish at 7-3. I was like, why can't the game just end now? Stop the count!
Yeah.
Stop the count! But they didn't stop the count. The count kept going.
Now maybe.
Until the Patriots won. Coincidence? Coincidence?
That sounds like you're Patrick Creighton. Yeah, I think there's a lot of things we could stop the count on that would make, like when I get on my scale, once it gets to 205, I want to stop the count.
Stop the count.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, tell you what, if you want to get in on any of this action that we talked about today, including the action in game, you can do that on mybookie.ag. And guys, they've got everything. We're betting the election on it. We're betting bet the Monday night game on it last night. You got football all week, so you could jump in there right now. And guess what? You want to bet? You want to bet the Masters, a tradition like no other? You can do it on MyBookie. They've got you covered. So go and check that out there. Just basically whatever you want to bet on, MyBookie's got it. And when you win, they pay. And that's a cool thing. There's a lot of these websites, man. Put your money in. Good luck getting it out. That's not the case with MyBookie. Easy deposits, easy withdrawals. And if you're a first time, you sign up and deposit, they're going to match your first deposit 100% when you use promo code radio. That's promo code radio. They'll match you 100%. And if you're already a member of them, go ahead and check out all the bonuses they got. They're offering stuff all the time, contests, you name it. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.